Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Everyday Christian Podcast. I'm your host, Chase Green. This is a podcast where we remind ourselves that God deserves every praise from every creature every day. This is a podcast with a scattered abroad network of podcasts. Make sure you go and check out all the different podcasts that we have to offer. And also, make sure you check out our master feed as well. Just search Scattered Abroad Master Feed, and you'll be able to find every episode that we ever put out. It's a very convenient way to keep up with all of our episodes. I appreciate you, the listener, for tuning in as always. I appreciate you for sticking with me. I do apologize again. Last week we had that rerun episode, an oldie but a goodie, if you will, but still a rerun episode. Just have had a lot going on here lately, and the struggle indeed is real. Not only is that our theme for this season, but also just been very, very busy lately, and so have had a little bit of a struggle getting some of the episodes out. But we're back, and by the time this episode comes out, I should be back from the Memphis School of Preaching lectures, and certainly appreciate being able to go and be with the Memphis School of Preaching, my alma mater, and appreciate the Memphis School of Preaching and the Forest Hill Church of Christ so much. And I've got some other travels coming up soon, so we're not out of the woods yet. Still pretty busy, but I do hope to finish this season strong, so I appreciate you for sticking around. Well, this week we want to continue talking about the struggle is real, talking about struggling with drugs and alcohol. I'm thankful that this is something that I've never really been tempted to dally in or anything like that. I know people who have had struggles with this. I have had family members who struggled in this area. I don't know if maybe having had family members who struggled with these things, maybe that's why I was somewhat deterred from wanting to experiment with these things, but I'm thankful that I have not had any experience with regard to drugs and alcohol. But still, it is very important for us to talk about this because there are so many who do struggle in this area. So I want us to begin by talking about the danger of drugs and alcohol. And I've got just a few verses for us to consider here. This is not going to be all of the verses that pertain to this subject, but quite a few of them. Proverbs 20, verse 1 says, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise." Notice that you can be led astray by these things. So sometimes people want to muddy the waters on this particular subject, but I read led astray, and that tells me to stay far away from these things. Isaiah 5, verse 11 says, "Woe to those who rise early in the morning, that they may follow intoxicating drink, who continue until night, till wine inflames them." You know, you think about what always occurs after drunkenness, the sickness and the stupor that follows, and it's not very appealing, right? If we're thinking clearly about it, and if we're being honest, it's not very appealing. The sickness, the stupor, the hangover that follows this, but there still are a lot of people who struggle with this. Bad decisions that follow drinking alcohol as well. Proverbs 23, verses 29 through 35 says, "Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of mixed wine, do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will utter perverse things. Yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies at the top of the mast, saying, 'They have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake that I may seek another drink?'" You know, those who are intoxicated, they may not feel the pain that is inflicting them, but when they wake up, they feel it. And you may find somebody who is just battered and bruised and doesn't even realize it because he's gotten into some sort of bar fight or brawl. And then he wakes up the next morning, and not only does he have a hangover, but he's got bruises and he's got, you know, a blow to the head and who knows what, black eye, because he didn't know what he was doing while he was drunk. Speaking of being drunk, Ephesians 5 verse 18 says, "And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation." Some translations say debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. So you see a contrast here between drunkenness and being filled with the Spirit. How can we possess the fruits of the Spirit if we are drunken? The answer is we cannot. You know, we'll talk about this in just a moment, but the works of the flesh, the opposite of the fruit of the Spirit, one of those is drunkenness. 1 Timothy 5, verse 23, "No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your frequent infirmities." This verse, and a few others as well, I think there's a proverb that talks about how you need to give strong drink to one who is dying, but this one also is why I believe that alcohol should be used for medicinal purposes. There's a reason God created it, and I believe it's for medicinal purposes, and Paul told Timothy here to use it essentially as a medicine, and I believe that's what it's for, and I stay away from it otherwise. Obviously, we have medicines that can be far more effective nowadays, so really, it would be pretty far-fetched to use this for medicine nowadays. But anyways, so we see the medicinal and proper use of this substance in the Bible, and then the improper use as well. Drunkenness, as we said, is included in the list of the works of the flesh, Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21. Stay away from alcohol. You can only bring sorrow, as we just read in Proverbs chapter 23. You can only bring sorrow to your life if you start dallying in alcohol, and you just go wrong from there. Another thing included in the list of the works of the flesh, Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21. And this would be sorcery. Now, what does that have to do with this lesson, drugs and alcohol? Well, if you look at the Greek, it's translated from the word pharmakia. So that sounds pretty similar to pharmacy, doesn't it? And so drugs. Certainly, we need to be careful about abuse of drugs. Now, I do believe that, you know, God made the different plants and things from which we get drugs. He made them for a reason. And again, I think that there is an acceptable use of medicine when it comes to drugs. But drugs are so often abused, it's just extremely common. I had a family member who was addicted to prescription painkillers, and it plagued his life for a long time, and it unfortunately ended up leading to an early death, and I hate that. It's just terrible, but that is a very common problem. So drugs, the Bible doesn't say perhaps as much about drugs as it does alcohol, which is a drug, but certainly the fact that pharmakia is mentioned in the works of the flesh would definitely play into this. How about one more principle that goes against all addictions, and that would be 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12. "All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." So Paul teaches that we are not to be brought under the power of anything. That is, even in cases when certain things are okay. And again, I take the position that alcohol, except used medicinally, not okay. And drugs should be used medicinally, but other than that, not okay. But even with certain other things that are okay, if you're brought under the power of them, if you're addicted to them, then they would be wrong as well. I'll give you an example. Food. Food is good, right? Food is something we all need. But there are people who have food addictions. And so food is not bad, but if you're addicted to food, and if it causes you to become a glutton, if it causes you to be morbidly obese and doing terrible damage to your body, then that would be wrong. So again, we are not to be brought under the power of anything. Therefore, addiction is sinful. Now, We need to acknowledge that addiction is sinful. Another matter, though, when you're dealing with addictions is they're extremely difficult to come out of, right? That's kind of how we define addiction, by the fact that it holds on to you. So what we want to do now is talk about how to quit drugs and alcohol or whatnot. How do we give up addictions? And I want to be careful here because I realize that it's more complicated than what it may appear, what I'm about to say. But I'm just going to say this, and I want you to think about it. Just stop it, okay? Just stop it. Now, I know, again, I don't want to seem callous in saying just stop it, because when you're dealing with an addiction, I know that that's easier said than done. Eventually, you do have to come to the realization, though, that you just have to stop. And so, think about this. There was an old skit. You can find it on YouTube. It's called Stop It by Bob Newhart. And this lady comes in, and he's like a psychologist or a psychiatrist, I guess. And she comes in and explains that she's afraid of being in a box or something like that, and she just can't stop thinking about it. And so she's paying good money, of course, to see this counselor, and she wants to hear what he has to say. What's this profound word of wisdom that she can hear from him so that she can get over this fear that she has? And so he kind of stammers around for a minute, I guess, and then he says, okay, here's what it is. You ready? Stop it. And he says it over and over again, and she's like, so what you mean is just stop it? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Stop it. Anyways, you can find this skit on YouTube. It's pretty funny. But without trying to be callous, again, I'm not saying that it's easy, but at some point we do have to realize that when it comes to quitting alcohol, quitting drugs, it's within the word itself, quit, right? Which is another way of saying stop. You just have to stop. I have heard stories of people who became Christians, and when they did, they gave up their alcohol, their fighting, etc. Cold turkey. They just stopped right then and there. Now, how can some people do that and some not? I believe that it has to do with determination. Are you determined to stop or not? I've actually got a buddy. He's been on the podcast before, Brother Jordan May from back in Louisiana, my hometown area. And Lord willing, we're going to talk to him. The plan is next week, and he's going to tell us about somebody that he knew that just stopped cold turkey. And I'm looking forward to interviewing him about that. But you've got to do that. If you want to quit struggling with drugs or alcohol, you've got to stop. You've got to make up your mind that it's time to quit. Now, again, I'll say this for about the third time. I'm not belittling the fact that it's very difficult. It's extremely difficult to be released from the bondage of addiction. I realize that sometimes there may be some trauma that comes into play in addictions. Perhaps you've got a guilt and shame cycle that is playing in and causing some negative feedback to build up and feed the addiction. Maybe you've got insecurities or hang-ups that sometimes play into it as well. I realize this, and so please don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to be cold or crass or trying to be callous at all in what I'm saying here. But at the end of the day, it is important for us to realize that quitting drugs or alcohol or other addictions, ultimately it does come down to one thing, and that is that you've got to make a decision. I'll say that again. You've got to make a decision. You've got to make your mind up. You've got to be resolved and steadfast and determined to stop the addiction. If you are struggling with drugs or alcohol or pornography or an eating addiction or a shopping addiction, I mean, there's all kinds of addictions. If you're a nicotine addiction, smoking, or whatever the case may be, if you're struggling with some sort of addiction, I want to encourage you this week to make a decision. Make up your mind and say, you know what? I will not buy that substance, whatever it is, anymore. I will not click on those websites anymore. I will not go to the kitchen cabinet and indulge in certain things anymore. I won't buy those foods anymore if they're addictive or whatever the case may be. Again, you have to start the process of becoming unaddicted by making a decision. So I want us to end this episode this week with Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Again, I hope that you'll tune in next week as well, as I'm hoping to get Brother Jordan May on here to talk about someone that he knows that quit these things cold turkey. But for now, let's finish with Joshua 24, verse 15. It says, "And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Choose for yourself who you're going to serve. Will you serve the Lord or will you not? The choice is yours and yours alone. And last thing I'll say is this. Notice that Joshua talked about the gods that their father served on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land they dwelled. Is alcohol your god? Are drugs your god? Pornography, is that your god? Food, various other addictions, nicotine, smoking, chewing tobacco, the list could go on and on. Are those your gods? Or are you a Christian and your God is Jesus Christ? Your God is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So you need to make up your mind who your God is, and it needs to come down to a decision time. Make the decision, make up your mind to stop it. And with the Lord's help, you can overcome any addiction that you have. I appreciate you tuning in to the Everyday Christian Podcast this week. I hope that you'll tune in next week. And again, like I said, I hope that I will have Brother Jordan May with me so that we can give an example of one who overcame his addiction.